Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What's good, Miami? Stephen Sports Blog for today, Friday. Here on MSL Radio. So you have to excuse me. I'm having a very long week, so I'm not what I am, but I should be. But today, it's basically going to be the herd, because all you have is me. Casey has something that she had to do. I don't actually know what it was, because I didn't ask her, because obviously, you know, maybe a little personal. But that doesn't mean we can't have a good show. It's like family food. You always got a good one for you today. So we're going to start off with what everyone obviously knows what we're going to start off with. Game 4. What a game. Now, okay, end result, not what a game, but what a game. A lot of words. Now, I'm just going to let you know, I'm here now. Warriors won the game, 103-82, 21-point lead. Largest road win for a team trailing in the finals ever. Finals history. For Cavs side, it's the fourth biggest home loss in finals history, 21 points. But the leader of the game was not Steph Curry, the MVP. It wasn't. It was some guy named Andre Iguodala. Now, I've heard his name, but the whole season, watching the Warriors destroy everybody, basically, I hear Andre Iguodala, Iguodala, Iguodala. So I think, so this guy started before, right? No, I was wrong, though. Obviously, Iguodala got his first start of the season yesterday. Two-game season. And then they played how many games this far in the playoffs? Like 15 games? So about 100 games. And Andre Iguodala starts now. What the hell is I'm hearing about his... Why am I hearing his name all the time? Well, I watch basketball highlights. Or if I do watch basketball, which is very, very rare. Especially during a regular season. But anyway, like I said, Iguodala was the hero last night. He scored 22 points and obviously the biggest impact of the game, as the Warriors, they needed that game. They needed that game so bad. Because if they lost last night in Cleveland, they were down 3-1. And no team in NBA history has ever, I mean ever, come back, I should say, from a 3-1 deficit. No team has ever done that. And the fact that, yes, the Warriors would have won Game 5 of the Oracle, no doubt about that. I'm not saying they wouldn't have won Game 5 at home. They would have. But there was the very slightest doubt that if they lost Game 4, they would win Game 5 and 6, the fourth Game 7 back in Oakland. I really don't think that was going to happen. I really thought the Warriors lost last night. Cavs took it in 6. But now, get this. So I'm up till 4:30 this morning watching SportsCenter because it's hot in my room and I can't sleep. And I just keep watching SportsCenter. And the only one there is Kenny Mayne, filling in for Stan Verrett and Neil Everett. And when he says series is tied at 2, which makes it a best of 3, now, I've been watching sports since 2006. I think the first sporting event I ever watched was Super Bowl 41. I only started watching basketball a few years ago, and I never understood. What's a best of 3? What is a best of 3? I don't get it. Yeah, well, I get it now. Best of 3, because there's 3 games left. Wow. You learn something new every day. What are you going to do, right? Anyway, long night last night. Long day today. So, excuse me for not being myself. But anyway, so now that the Warriors have snatched Game 4 away from the Cavs, I should say, this is the best of 3 series. This series is going 7. You put it down. You heard it here first. On the sports blog. This game is going 7. This series is going 7 games. No doubt about it. Unless you know the Warriors somehow miraculously take Game 6 in Cleveland. Because we all know that the Warriors are not losing home on Sunday night at home in Oakland. It's not happening. It does not happen. It doesn't happen. They've only lost 4 games the whole season at home. 47-4 at this point. They're not going to lose again. They learned the lesson from the last game. The only reason they lost game 2 at home against Cleveland is because Steph Curry was blocked, basically. Dove, I think it was. Dove, that's what it was. Dove blocked him from shooting everything. You know, started 1-for-9 from 3-point range, finished 5-for-23 from shooting. Now, he only lost by 2 points. So if they had not done that, the series is over Sunday night because they win game 2, Cavs win game 3, they still game 4. It's a 3-1 series lead right now. We're going back to Oakland for game 5. The series is over. But, unfortunately, Steph Curry has not found his, you know, he's not gotten it together just yet. But he will. He's going back home. He knows everyone will be cheering him on. More highlights than just that from last night's game. Now, I don't think this had anything to do with how the Cavs played, but I think it was like the first, I didn't watch the game, I watched the highlights again. I think it was like the first quarter, LeBron James slips, and wham, hits his head on the camera. And he hits his head so hard, he actually starts bleeding from his head. That's crazy. That's crazy as hell. That he just starts bleeding from his head. Again, I don't know if that has anything to do with the impact on the game. I doubt it. But that's a pretty serious injury. And social media, even Aaron Rodgers agreed with LeBron. LeBron said the cameraman should have been in the way, basically. And Aaron Rodgers went on Twitter and he agreed that the cameraman stay out of the way while he meant to play the game. Like, you're not supposed to be in the way. It'll go away. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, if you tune into NFL Network right now, you can watch Super Bowl 45 between the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers just threw a touchdown pass to Greg Jennings. It is 21-3, Green Bay, with about 4 minutes to go in the second half. Miami, you already know where Greg Jennings is now. Miami. So expect him, as well as the other players on the team, to lead this Dolphin team far. Playoffs, I don't know about the Super Bowl. Made a championship game against Indy. It's going to be an interesting season, but we'll get to that in a second. So, again, best of three. Series now. Series tied at 2, as well as the Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals tied at 2. This is a very exciting month of sports. Not only just these two championships, we also have the NHL and NBA draft at the end of the month. Women's World Cup is going on right now. The men's national team is getting ready for the I think it's the Gold Cup in July. I don't even know. I'm not really paying much attention to that, but June, good month of sports, and then July is baseball and arena football. Baseball and arena football. So, getting to football now. Yesterday, the Patriots signed quarterback Matt Flynn, the former Green Bay Packer. Now, he was nice when Aaron Rodgers was injured. It's like 2010 season, I think it was, and Matt Flynn stepped in and he actually led the team to the playoffs. He led the Packers over the Lions week 17 in a very high-scoring game, I should say, to get the Packers to the playoffs. Matt Flynn also gave Brady a challenge when the Packers played the Patriots the same season. It was a very close game, but the Patriots did win the game nonetheless. So the question now lies, why if they have Jimmy Garoppolo getting ready, are they signing Matt Flynn? Well, it could be, because if you saw Jimmy Garoppolo, the OTAs, threw 5 interceptions. 5 interceptions thrown by Jimmy Garoppolo. That's not a quarterback you want to start on week 1. Matt Flynn, on the other hand, I'm going to wait. I don't think Matt Flynn's going to start taking reps until minicamp, which starts early next week for most NFL teams. I can't wait to see how Matt Flynn plays. Patriots also get rid of what's his name? Former Arkansas quarterback. They got rid of Garrett Gilbert. Now, the guy played like one snap his whole career with Patriots. So hopefully he'll go to a bad team and show that he's good, because he was good at the University of Arkansas. He led his Arkansas team to upset over LSU in Baton Rouge back in 2007. Don't count Derek Gilbert out just because he's out of the Patriots. Don't count him out from anything else. So, fans, listeners, MSL employees, whoever else, who gets to start week one if Brady doesn't get to start week one? Matt Flynn or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Matt Flynn.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same. That's Darren Williamson, radio director. I'm thinking the same thing. Mefflin gets to start. But let me know. 646-716-8715 is the call number here at Steven Sports Blog. At Rising Fanatic 2. If you want to hit up Darren at Godchild 530. And you can also hit up the network, MSL, at 305 Sports and Life. When we come back, there's something new coming to the Olympics. You're listening to Steven Sports Blog. Only on MSO Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanted sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami, what is good? Stephen Sports Blog, back on MSL Radio. So, like I said, I get Casey needed the day off, so I was like, okay, go ahead and do your thing, because I don't know what she's doing. But, hey, you want to talk to me? I'm still here, you know. 646-716-8715. And at Rocket Fanatic 2, if you want to hear me out. I just got a text message from Melissa Beaton. I'm ILISSA. Beaton, BEATON. At SportsWizard28 on Twitter. She was with her and her car and her friend from Kansas City, Missouri, Elijah Spencer. Supposed to come on Twitter. Supposed to come on the show today, but unfortunately, both of them had other obligations. They will be on next week. And fans, they're not the only ones going to be on next week. I actually did find a couple more guests for next week's show. If you listen to the show like last week or earlier this week, we had Christina Hamilton on the show at CubeGirlWI on Twitter. She asked me, hey, can they come back on? I was like, hey, come back on. Well, one thing. I told her if the Blackhawks win, she can come on the show, celebrate with us. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup, and I could tell her. I told her and Casey can make plans to celebrate because both her and Casey are from Wisconsin. So have fun with that, ladies. I told her if the Lightning win, I'm gonna rub it in her face so hard when she gets on the show. I'm like, what's good, Christine? What happened to the Blackhawks? Oh yeah, that's right. Again, I'm rooting for Lightning because my father and his family live down in the Tampa area. Guess what, fans? There's more shows on MSL Radio. You know the Andrew Powell show with Darren Williamson, Eric Robbs, obviously. You know my show, because you listen to it. KG and Fizzy show, Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 11 o'clock. We have two more shows coming this Sunday on MSL Radio. We have Why Is It Taboo? Sounds interesting. I'm going to check that out. One of Darren's friends is going to be the host of that show. And then we have a show called Black and Tan. That sounds like pretty funny guys, if you ask me. Those names sound pretty funny. But this is Stephen Sports Blog back for you. We're going to talk my sports now, not theirs. So, next topic at hand. The World Baseball Softball Confederation has submitted a proposal to get baseball and softball included into the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. This is coming from the Los Angeles Times yesterday. Oh, my God. I can't stress this enough. I love the idea. Can you just imagine how many more people would watch the Olympics if they had sports like baseball and softball? How many more people would watch? I know I would. You damn well know I would. It's going to be fun. I love the idea because it would be so cool to travel to, not even just watch the Olympics. The way this company's running, the way everything's going, I could be in Tokyo in about 5 years watching USA compete in Tokyo for the 2020 Olympics. And if their baseball team, you know, we have like, you know, A-Rod, if he's still playing 5 years, and Ichiro and Moncarl Stanton, who knows? Who knows they're going to be around 5 years, but seeing players in the Olympics would be so cool. We've already seen them play Japanese teams, but we can see them play German teams, Swedish teams, French teams, British teams, African teams, who knows? Can you name it? You know, from what I know right now, the only sports in the Olympics are like curling and skiing, and that's winter. Volleyball in the summer. I love volleyball. Don't get me wrong. But that's like the only thing I watch if I was watching the Olympics. What else do they have to offer besides volleyball? So let's get it going, guys. Let's get it going. Let's get baseball and softball in the Olympics 2020. Do you think that these two sports should be in the Olympics 2020? 646-716-8715 is the call. And let me know at Writing Fanatic 2 and 305 Sports in Life, because I know you want to answer me. Next topic. Ohio State. This is coming from Sports Illustrated. The Ohio State, I should say. I don't know why they call it the Ohio State. It's not. There's any other Ohio State. They favor, as far as the... Before I get to who they favor, if you're not a college football fan, you need to be. Because college football, I want to say it's more exciting than the NFL, but then it could not be at the same time. Because there's blowouts, and then there's games that go down to the final second. So, you definitely want to check college football. Now, obviously, last season, Ohio State won over Oregon. Not cool. Marcus Mariota shouldn't have gone out with the ring because he deserved it. But, anyway, there are three quarterbacks now that can start week one for the Ohio State Buckeyes. It all begins with Braxton Miller. Braxton Miller was a starter the year before. Tore a muscle in his shoulder, and that was it for him. It was a throwing shoulder, so that was it for him. His season was over. And stepped in JT Barrett, his backup. And Barrett led the Buckeyes to 11-0 record before he broke his leg at the end of the season. Obviously, he's gone. He can't play on a broken leg. So who steps in next? None other than Cardale Jones. Cardale Jones he started the Big Ten Championship game. That was his first career start. And he destroyed the Wisconsin Badgers, 59-0. 59-0. And that's not your grandma's average football score. That's crazy as hell. This is the guy's first start to score 59 points. Unbelievable. And then he led the Buckeyes to an upset over Alabama, the then number one team in the land in the Sugar Bowl, which was now a semifinal, not a bowl game, part of the new college football playoff system. And then he won the national championship over Oregon in Cowboys Stadium in Texas. So fans, listeners, and also employees, whoever's listening, who starts for Buckeyes week one? JT Barrett, Braxton Miller, or Cardell Jones? 646-716-715 at Writing Fanatic 2 and at 305 Sports and Life. Oh, the actual news is Cardell Jones, according to a poll from the Ohio State University, Cardell Jones is the favorite to win the starting job week one. I don't know who they play, but yeah, you get the point. So we have about 7 minutes left.
Ohio State sucks.
Here's our Andrew R. Powell, the CEO and founder of Miami Sports Lifestyle. And Andrew, I believe the only reason you say Ohio State sucks is because Ohio. And
yeah,
obviously we all know it's in Ohio.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct about that. I'm not going to lie.
Now, obviously we're going back to the NBA Finals right now, folks. You're a hater of the Cleveland Cavaliers, probably the biggest hater I've ever met in my life. The Cleveland Cavaliers, but you're a fan of LeBron James. So I know you watched the game last night and you saw LeBron get his head cut by the camera. What was your reaction to that?
Honestly, I felt like that he should have went under the concussion protocol that the NBA has in place, but I understand why Cleveland didn't do that just because, well, he is the best player in the world. But in my opinion, they should have took more precautions than what they did. I don't care if he is the best player in the world. You need to make sure, because he even said at the end of the game that he had a headache and his head wasn't necessarily feeling good, and they still haven't done any tests for any concussions. Just because somebody appears to be mentally aware and mentally good does not mean that they don't have a concussion. I've known people in the past that when I used to cover the football team, back in high school, when I wrote for the school paper, I noticed with them, a lot of the players who got concussions, you couldn't even tell that they were concussed. Now, some you could, so don't get me wrong, but there were some players that they had concussions, but you couldn't really tell because they were talking to you like everything was good. So my opinion on that is they should have took more precautions, but I can understand why they didn't, because if you noticed last night and other games, when LeBron goes off the court, Cleveland gets bad. They are absolutely horrible. But, you know, what's more important? Somebody's health,
somebody's well-being or a championship. But, you know, you can't expect anything else from Cleveland. Cleveland's going to be Cleveland.
Exactly. I remember I was actually going through Twitter last night after the game, and one of our former MSL employees had tweeted out, also now because LeBron's out, Cleveland's – basically what you just said, that LeBron's out, now Cleveland's going to suck. And they did. And SportsCenter last night, Stephen A. Smith is the man. What can I say? This guy, he bashed J.R. Smith for how he played last night. He said,
"Oh Lord,
J.R. Smith is acting like he plays for the Knicks again." For those that don't know, J.R. Smith was traded from the New York Knicks.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
J.R. Smith was traded from the New York Knicks, the worst team in the NBA, second worst team in the NBA behind Minnesota, to the now Eastern Conference champs, Cleveland Cavaliers. But last night, he didn't play like an Eastern Conference champ. Obviously, neither did the Cavs, but J.R. Smith was 2-for-12 from the field. I don't know what happened. Obviously, it's obvious he needs LeBron, as the rest of the Cavs team do again. 102-81.
Did you hear what he said at the end of the game? When somebody asked him, "How'd you feel about the game tonight?" And all he responded was, "Boo bleep."
Yep. and then he left on his little motor scooter or something.
I think Golden State's finally got Cleveland now. I'm gonna be honest with you. I got Golden State in 6 games, and LeBron, he's tired. I think that Golden State's got Cleveland figured out. LeBron's getting tired, and I can't see Cleveland winning another game in this series. Sorry.
Well, I'm always the one to give it to the home team, so I'm obviously going with Golden State 7. But that's not the question in hand that I'm thinking of right now. If LeBron loses his finals, he'll be, what, 2-4 career?
2-4.
2-4 in the finals. So the question is, does he hang it up after the series is over?
Retire?
I mean, you're 2-4. You're not going to be much more successful.
Oh, come on. He's only 30 years old. Why is he going to retire and give up millions of dollars and all the fame and all the success? Plus, he's still the best player in the world. Why would he hang it up? LeBron James.
If I'm LeBron James.
Come on, Steven.
If I'm LeBron James, I'm 2-4 in the finals. And I've broken records. I've done what I need to do. I got my championships. I'm going home. I'm still young.
He's already home.
You know what I mean. Spend more time with the family. But anyway, 2 minutes left. I have a Cajun's not on. It's Friday. I only have a short last 2 cents for we let you go early today. My last 2 cents. Eagles released Evan Mathis yesterday, offensive lineman. And guess who the favorite are to sign him? That's right, Miami. The Dolphins are the favorite to sign Evan Mathis. Just waiting on it now. The newest other thing I have for today, LT with Danny Tomlinson, former Chargers running back. His number one will be retired at halftime of the Chargers home game against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Number one? You mean number 21?
That's what I said, number 21.
Oh, I thought you said number one. My bad.
Nah. Number 21 will be retired at halftime on the Chargers home game against the Chiefs on November 22nd, the 4th. According to LT, this is the 4th Charger number to be retired in franchise history. So,
hey, Steven, where's Casey at? She's slacking off today.
No, she said she had something that came up, so I was like, all right, I got this. Me and Darren were like, I'll just be the herd today. I'll be calling Coward to the herd. Come on.
Steven pulled a collar today.
So, tonight's game... tonight game 5 or tomorrow night game 5, I don't know, Stanley Cup Finals back in Tampa. Tonight though, check out the U.S. Women's National Team against Sweden. Hopefully I'll get the recap for that if things are still good. But that's another thing for another time. You've been listening to Steven Sports Blog on MS Radio. I want to thank Andrew for coming on. Darren for directing, of course. I want to thank everybody for listening. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
Cleveland sucks. Listening to Steven Sports Blog with Stephen Earth III, here only on MSL Radio.